It's called directly Om Kya or Om Namo.
As you like, Chair or Madhava or Vita.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
No problem. You can read from
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Shri Shri Gornithai Ki. Shri Shri Jagannath Baldev Sudarmai Ki. Shri Chingadev Bhagavan Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, text number 25. Sakta Karmanya Vidvanso Yatha Kurvanti Bharata. kurvad vidvans tatha sakta kuryat vidvans tatha saktash chikir shurloka sangraham. Synonyms: sakta, being attached, karmani, in prescribed duties, avidvanshaha, the ignorant, yatha, as much as, kurvanti, they do, bharata, O descendant of Bharat, kuryat, must do, vidvan, the learned, tatha, thus, asaktaha, without attachment, chikirshu, desiring the lead, desiring to lead. Loka, sangraham, the people in general. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Kujai. As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. Please repeat. As the ignorant perform, their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. Purport. A person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated by different desires. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not conducive to development of Krishna consciousness. He may even act exactly like the ignorant person who is too much attached to material activities. But one is engaged in such activities for the satisfaction of his sense gratification, whereas the other is engaged for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is required to show the people how to act and how to engage the results of action for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Om Agyanti Mirandaschik Nananjana Shulakaya Chakshurun Mritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvim Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sakudantikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanand Sadvaita Kadadar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare. As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but without attachment, for the sake of leading people on the right path. So, first of all, I would like to thank you, all of you devotees, especially Krishna Prema Rupa Prabhu, for organizing this stay for me and allowing me to speak for the glories of the Lord. Bhagavad Gita, we are reading from chapter 3. Everyone understand English? Okay. So, this chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna was so far discussing about why he is acting. He does not need to do any activity. He doesn't require to perform any activity. He says that Namam Karmani Limpanti Name Karma Faleshpruha. Navam Karmani Limpati. There is no action which can bind me. And Name Karma Faleshpruha. And I do not have any desire for the result of my activities. But still, I perform the duties just for the sake of leading people. In the same way, those who are not ignorant or those who are asakta, without attachment, or learned, vidwan, they also perform their activities just for the sake of activities, for, you know, to lead people. As such, devotees, they don't need to perform activities like people in material world. The Lord, first of all, He does not require to perform any activity because He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But still He does something so that people, they follow Him. He says in Bhagavad Gita, Paritranaya sadhunam, vinashaya cha duskritam, dharma sansthapana arthaya. To establish the religious principles, He appears. And His main reason to perform activities is to please His devotees. That is His main reason to appear. But there are few things Krishna, sometime, He does certain activities which are not possible for human, just to show that He is supreme. He has His devotees in different four mellows, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhurya. All these devotees, they are performing different pastimes with Him, and the Lord, to fulfill desires of the devotees, sometimes He breaks His own principles. Sometimes He does certain things which is not common for human. And sometimes He does certain things which is to be followed. Yeah. How many would you like to give an example of those activities of the Lord which are not meant to be followed, not supposed to be imitated by a human being?
Okay. Smallow a forest fire.
What's that?
Smallow a forest fire.
Ah! Nobody can do that. Yeah. You cannot just try to, you know, in the forest there is a fire, oh, send some devotee, you can swallow the forest fire. No. That's not possible. Human being cannot do that. Okay, what else? Sometimes he does certain things, yeah?
Lift the mountain.
Ah, lifting mountain is uncommon, you know, Govardhan, you know. But like these activities, even people they want, they cannot do, right? But there are few activities, if people they want, they can do.
Makanchor.
Stealing butter, I mean, you try to steal something, you know, even not makan, you know, just small, you know, piece of makan, not the mud full pot, you know, you'll be punished. You know, you cannot do, but because Krishna does these certain things for the pleasure of the devotees. You know, makan chore. What else? Rasalila. Rasalila, oh, people like this, wow, this is wonderful, I can enjoy so many gopis. I mean, generally, Prabhupada said in many lectures that people are very envious of Krishna. Oh, he can enjoy so many gopis and I cannot. So, and they try to imitate Krishna. And it is said that it is like a drinking the poison. Oh, Lord Shiva, he drank the poison. So, Prabhupada said that if you want to become Lord, like Lord Shiva, then you have to, you know, drink the poison. Then you can become Lord like Shiva. In the same way, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. If you want to lift the golden mountain, if you want to enjoy the gopis like what Krishna did, first to lift the mountain, like Govardhan. If you can lift the Govardhan mountain, forget Govardhan, just a small hill, yeah, a small stone, you can lift with a small finger, then maybe you can try to enjoy with the gopis now. So the Lord, sometimes He does the activities which are not to be followed. You know? Now tell us, what are the activities which are to be followed? this is a little, yeah.
He offers obeisances to his mother and father.
Yes, he goes every day for obeisances to parents, mother, father. Yes. 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 Like some actress like Lord Ram, he had made a vow that he will not marry more than one wife. Being a Kshatriya, he had, you know, liberty to marry more than one wife. But he did it. Like, and also his father, he promised to his wife, his mother, you know, Ram's mother, that I will fulfill any two benediction you can ask. Kaikai, the mother of Bharata. And Kaikai, she asked that I want two benediction. One, my son Bharata will be king of Ayodhya. The first. And the second benediction was, and Ram should go for forest exile, you know, vanvas. So, even Ram was so powerful and he was so dear to the citizens of Ayodhya, you know, inhabitants of Ayodhya. But Lord Ram followed. He followed vanvas for 14 years. Yeah. So like this, those activities are to be followed. Yeah, this is good. Following religious principles. Sometimes he behaves like ordinary human. Oh, my Sita is stolen, and he starts crying, and you know, he just behaves exactly like a human. Yeah. But certain activities, like, you know, as he was finding Sita, and he asked the ocean, the sea, yeah, you can get me the way, otherwise I will dry you up. Yeah, that is uncommon. So the few things the Lord, He does, which are to be performed, which are to be followed. And certain things, even though sometimes He speaks philosophy, we should not listen to Him. Here. Do you have an example? Yes? Yeah. You know. Yeah. I mean, forget about any other thing. I mean, once sometime he speaks, we cannot follow him. Krishna, being a small child, he started to teach his father karma mimamsa. You know, you do this, you get this. You do this, you get this. Everything is karma. You know, there is no authority. You know, what you do, you get that. That's it. Nothing more than that. You know. So, and that's a long lecture he gave to his father. Yeah. And at last his father agreed, okay, whatever you say, you know, we'll follow that. So maybe Krishna, we can do one thing. We can worship Lord, we can worship Govardhan Hill, we can worship the cows, we can worship the Brahminas, but this preparation what we have made, all so many big annakoot and so many samosas and kachoris and laddus and such a big annakoot we have prepared, I think we offer this to Indra, and for Govardhan we create another undercoat. No, just because you want. Yeah. Krishna said, no, that is not possible, that is too late. I wish that you offer all the annakut, all the preparations which are meant for Indra. No, please don't give to Indra. So, this purposefully was asking like this, so that Indra gets angry with. He was doing purposefully like this. So yeah, you cannot follow what Krishna said that day. I mean sometimes people say, see, you see what Krishna says, see, no. You can't follow that. Any other example like that? Buddha. Lord Buddha. He is the Lord himself. You know, he is incarnation of Krishna. Lord Buddha. But he taught atheistic philosophy. You know, he gave the atheistic philosophy. Brahma Satya, the Nirvana, this Shunyavad, voidism. He taught voidism, that everything is void, everything is void. After death, nothing is there. No next birth, nothing. Everything is void. Yeah. So that is Buddhism. So we are not supposed to follow. He said that you don't follow Vedas, but Krishna says, you know, that you can, you know, if you don't follow Veda, you are animal. Athado brahma jignyasa. If you are human, then you should inquire, you should read books. You should inquire for the spiritual knowledge. If you can't inquire for the spiritual knowledge, that is avidvan. So here the word is mentioned. Sakta karmanya avidvan. So in this sloka. Avidvan so means ignorant. So the people, they are, mostly the people are ignorant. Yeah. They are more attached to their fruits of action. They want to just enjoy the material world, like, you know, like animalistic way. Yeah. That is called ignorant. They do not know that whatever actions they are doing, they are supposed to, you know, give the report of each and every action. They have to face all the results. Yeah. But, you know, oh, who cares? I mean, just do whatever you like and, you know, why to bother? Why to, you know, just have a free life, you know, enjoy yourself, you know. So this kind of mentality is very easily found in dog society, cats and dog society. Srila Prabhupada always used to say, this is cats and dog society, it's not human civilization. You know, eat, drink, be merry, nothing else. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. Nothing else, isn't it? Just how to eat better, how to sleep better, how to have sex better, and how to defend better. Oh, that's, oh, he's a gentleman. He's a successful person in his life. Yeah. This is, you know, people have understood, you know, the way of activities. Here it is said, avidvansa, ignorant people, they do their activities for a desire. What is the difference? Prabhupada has given in the purport. What is the desire is to enjoy the fruits of their action. You know, profit. What will I get? I do this, what will I get? The very first question. You know. So that makes people more and more selfish, more and more illusion, more and more merciless. Yeah. And that makes a very chaotic situation. As the age progresses, the chaos increases. As the age progresses, this time pass, the people are degrading their standards. Standards of spiritual values and the moral values. They are increasing their technological advancement. They are increasing their scientific inventions. They are increasing the sophistication, but they are dropping their culture. They are dropping their, you know, just forgetting their values, human values. So what is that left? It's all animal. Two-legged animal. That is, yes, this is the bitter truth of the world. There is avidvansa. Ignorant people, they don't know what is the life. Too much attached with, you know, labha puja pratishtha. Labha means gain. Puja means some special respect. And pratishtha means pride. So people, mostly who are ignorant, they are just working to gain these few things. Where would I get sense enjoyment? And where will I get, respect and pride and, you know, like that. Now in this perpetual, Prabhupada is saying that two people, they look exactly same, you know. Like they work together, but they work exactly like same. For example, there are two people working in a factory, or there are two people working in an office. But apparently they look same. Apparently they look all same. Same thing, same duty, same job, same salary, same, everything same. There is a big difference. The difference is like earth and sky. Such a big difference. What is the difference? The desire is different. Prabhupada writes here in the purport. The desire is different. They both have different desires behind their work. They look so similar. Like for example, Arjuna was also fighting and Duryodhana was also fighting. They both are fighting, but they have different goal. Duryodhana is fighting for his own pleasure, for his own sense enjoyment, for his own reasons, you know. But Arjuna is fighting just for the sake of fighting. Because he was asked by the Lord to fight, that's why he's fighting. He was totally detached through his activities, from his activities. So this is the way of people who are vidvan, who are learned. They perform their activities just to give example, to show example to the normal people in general. Because generally, the devotees, whatever they perform, you know, because they are supposed to lead the society. Devotees, the learned people, they should lead the society. And whatever they do, you know, people follow. Yadyada acharati shreshtas, tattateyvetarojana. Who are the best people, who are the very learned people, they should do certain things for leading people. Like for example, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Krishna himself, is the Lord himself. He doesn't need to take sannyas. He doesn't need to give up his 16-year-old wife, a 70-year-old mother. Yeah. And there is, you know, no father. He was the only, man in the home, in the house, you know, in the family. And he had such a responsibility of 70-year-old mother and 16-year-old wife, you know. And he gave up. He took sannyas. This is because he has to establish the principle. And after taking sannyas, he never showed his face. I mean, he never saw his wife. As per the rule of sannyas, he can see sannyasi can see the mother, but never the wife. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came back to Shantipur, and he met Mother Shachi, but he never, met Lakshmi Priya, Vishnu Priya, never met. I mean, when you think of, Vishnu Priya, or Lakshmi, just, oh my God, Mahaprabhu is just outside his house, and just, he's sannyasi, and she cannot move out of her house. It's so big separation Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave. But that is for the sake of leading the society. Sometimes he has to do this, to lead other people. So the same way, the devotees, they perform their duties to lead other people, to show example to others. So Arjuna, he was fighting. This is the whole idea behind Bhagavad Gita. He did not want to fight. And that is the main reason. Why he did not want to fight? Because he was thinking, I am this body, I am not the soul. And this grandfather, my guru and all, how would I kill them all? I can't do that. So that was the biggest ignorance. So then Lord chastised him. You talk like a big learned man, but you are fool number one. Ashochananda Soyasam Pragyavadasta Pasada. So the Lord is teaching or giving the lesson to the whole human society, that please do your duty, don't give up your duty, but do your duty without attachment. That is, one is karmakanda. Karmakanda means rituals to get some material benefit, that's it, nothing else. Step further is sakam karma. Sakam karma is the state of activity where a person who is following this, he knows that the Lord is ultimate truth. The Supreme Lord is there, he knows that. But he is attached to his fruits. Fruit of his activities. Like whatever I do, I must get something. I need to earn, I need to enjoy. I must enjoy, like this. So he's called Sakam Karma. And Lord is asking here to become Nishkam Karma. You do your duty, but don't attach with the fruits. That is what Lord is asking here. So the other one, the middle one, Sakam Karma, and the other two one, Karmakandi and Sakam Karma, they both are very much attached to materialistic way of life. I should get good money, a lot of money, I should have a royal life, I should have a very big car, I was just coming from, Locarno, I was driving here. And such a big cars, and people, they just want everything very, big, sophisticated. They want, they are earning money, but money is for what? For my enjoyment. That is what Sakam Karma is. As I was giving, Prabhupada is giving example of two people working in the same place. So they both are earning money, but one is earning for his sense gratification, and the other one is earning for serving the Lord. But both are different, totally different. So any grihastha or any devotee who is, using whatever he has or he is earning anything, he should offer to the Lord. Like Rupa Goswami has given wonderful example. Rupa Goswami was Prime Minister of the King. But Rupa Goswami, he was not interested further to continue to work in such position. So he decided to give up his post. So what he did, he had a lot of money, one of the top rich people in India those days. A lot of money. Like a big, boat of gold coins. Yeah. So, he divided in like a 50% he gave to the service of the Lord. Yeah. And 25% he has given to the family people. And 25% he has given for the future planning. Yeah. So, devotees, if they follow these standards, then no problem. You know, but when the devotees, what they do, I mean, the material civilization has made so hard life that they have hardly some money to give to temple, you know, donation. I mean, devotees, they ask for donation, they request again and again. You must be knowing how hard time it is to collect some money, you know. It's not easy, very difficult. Even from the devotees, forget about outsiders. Even from the devotees, I mean, Prabhuji, we are devotees, how can we pay? Yeah, but devotees should pay at least 50% to service of the, you know, to Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada writes very clearly that 50% of your income should be given to the propagation of Krishna consciousness. He has given very clearly mentioned. Yeah. So, Rupa Goswami has given this wonderful example, how to use the money when you get for the service of the Lord. And there is another question comes when we talk about nishkam karma. So the question is there, how you can work without the desire of the fruits? Now, that's a very difficult task. How you can work? I mean, you do anything, but you have some goal to do. You want to get something, that's why you're doing. What is the motivation then? The motivation behind the work is to offer the fruits to the Lord. That is the motivation behind the work. So nishkam karma yoga is sakam karma yoga. Sakam karma means attached to work and attached to fruit. That is sakam karma. And nishkam karma means attached to work and not attached to the fruit. They are attached to the work. I mean, you know, I can do this service, Prabhuji. I can market shopping. I can do. I cannot clean the temple. You know, I can do this service only. No. Then I can say, stay here. Or, sorry, goodbye. That is nishkam karma. It's not actually a devotional service. Close to devotional service, but not devotional service. That's not bhakti yoga. Yeah. Or mixed bhakti yoga. Like Mishra Bhakti Yoga. Yeah. But devotional service means no attachment to the work and no attachment to the fruit. Yeah. Service is working for the sake of service. Like Arjuna was fighting because Krishna said, you fight. Mam anusmara yuddhecha. Think of me and fight. Okay, I will think of Krishna and fight. And he was thinking of Krishna and fighting. At any moment Krishna will come and say, stop now. Now I want you to go back home. I don't want you to fight. That is what devotee should do. Okay, Krishna doesn't want me to fight. I just put in my everything. I just go home. That is what, you know, devotee should do. No attachment to the work, but attachment to please Krishna. If Krishna is happy with few things, like accept everything, whatever Krishna provides you. Because your goal is not to please yourself or to please somebody else. You are here in Krishna consciousness movement to please Krishna and Prabhupada, not to please me or you or other people. Yeah. And if Prabhupada is being pleased with anybody's service or Krishna is being pleased with anybody's service, appreciate. We should appreciate it. If we think this is as a movement, then everything is fine. If you think as a personal, then chaotic situation. Yeah. So, therefore, our activities should be so exemplary that people, they learn from us. That's what here, you know, the word is mentioned, chikirshu. Chikirshu is the desiring to lead, just to help people. then people will see these tourists are so nice. They are so nicely behaving. They are so soft-spoken. And they are so merciful in their heart. You know? They are so caring and loving. You know, and they are doing what they are saying. It's not that they say something else and they do something else. You know? So they are not pretenders. They are actually genuine people. Then people will like to follow you. You know, then people will be inspired to, oh, this Krishna consciousness movement is very nice. These Hare Krishnas are nice people. Let us try to follow them. So we should try our best to set a wonderful example by our activities. It is like a gradual progress. We may not be so smart in activity, but when we learn from Bhagavad Gita, we learn from previous acharyas, we learn from Srila Prabhupada, how he has faced every situation in his life. You know, like all acharyas, like how Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he passed through different stages of the life. And how he managed, and how he took the decisions at the right moment. Yeah. So these are exemplary lives for us. And this is what we get inspired from. And then the life is more blissful and blissful in Krishna consciousness. What is that? Today is very auspicious day, Ekadashi. And I just, you know, connection to that last line of the Ekadasi song, Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukul, that is sung on Ekadasi day, every Ekadasi, this song. So Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukul Bhakata Seva Paramasiddhi Prema Gati Karmala. I think it's long, otherwise I could sing. You know, it's a very nice song. You are aware of that song? You all are aware of that song? Shuddha Bhakata Charan Renu? Would it take maybe 5 minutes? Shall we try to sing? Or it is getting late?
I think we have to need song sheets for that.
Oh, six? Oh, yeah, the book. Well, sheet. Okay, no problem. I just translate. I have the book here. Shuddha Bhakata Charan Renu Bhajan Anukal. Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu Bhajana Anukula. That is Shuddha Bhakata Charana Renu. The dust of the lotus feet of the devotees. That is very favorable for advancement in Krishna consciousness. That is actually the only key for advancement. Bhakata seva paramasiddhi premalati karamula. Bhakata seva, service to the devotees, that is the highest achievement, you know, paramasiddhi, and that is the root of the loving devotional service. Premalati karamula. Then, Madhavati thi bhakati janani jatane palana kori. Madhavati thi is Ekadashi. That's the mother of devotional service. You know, mother. It's like a mother. Bhakati janani jatane palana kori. We should try to observe with full endeavors, with full of love. You know, Madhavati thi, Ekadashi. Krishna Bashati Bashati Boli Parama Adare Boli. So, Krishna Bashati Bashati Boli. And with the greatest reverence and love, I choose as my dwelling place the transcendental abode of Sri Krishna. Yeah. Gaurayamar jai sabasthane karlo brahmana rang. Gaurange. My Lord, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. You know, Gaur Amar, my Lord. You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Wherever he visited the pastime places in Navadvip, Korala Brahmanarangi. Se sabasthane heriboyami pranayi bhakata sange. I want to visit all those places with the very rasika devotees, very unalloyed devotees, you know, pure souls. I want to visit all those places. You know, I would go to, you know, parikrama around that. And then he says, Vridanga badya shunite man abhashara sadajache. Mridanga badya, when the mridanga sound, you know, tathai, tathai, bajaka called, you know, when the sound of music, mridanga starts coming, you know, then I just try to, you know, go to that direction, where the sound is coming, mridanga direction, you know. And gaurabihito kirtana suni anandaridayanache. And when I hear the kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know, listen about kirtan of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, my heart dances in bliss. Anandaridayanache. Jugala murti dekhiya mor paramayananda hai. When I see the divine couple, Radha and Krishna, you know, in their form, Radha Krishna, you know, I feel extreme ecstatic pleasure, you know, paramananda hai. Prasada seva karite hai shakala prapancha jai. Just by eating the prasad offered to the Lord, yeah, I conquer all my worldly illusions. Just by eating prasad, all illusions are gone. Yeah. Illusion, I mean, no. What we see as a pleasure is actually pain. We realize, oh, this is illusion. Where is the pleasure? Pleasure is here, prasad. Yeah, pleasure is here in kirtan. Jedina grihe bhajana dekhi grihe te goloka bhai. When I see a kirtan in anybody's house, you know, I see that house to be Vaikuntha, to be Goloka, you know, the supreme abode of the Lord. Just kirtan at somebody's house.
Charana shidhu dekhiya ganga sukhana sima pai.
When I see the charanamrita, you know, the water, you know, emanating from the Lord's feet, the nectar, I see it is as good as Mother Ganges. You know. Janasi dekhiya ganga.
Tulasi dekhi judaye pran madhava toshani jane.
When I see the tulsi plant, you know, it soothes my soul. Judaye pran, for I know she gives pleasure to Lord Krishna. Madhava toshani jane. She has no other business than to give pleasure to the Lord.
Gaura priya shako sevane jivana sarthaka mane.
When I accept, you know, when I honor the green leafy vegetables offered to the Lord, you know, in Rajbhog, you know, the vegetable shak means maybe spinach and other vegetables, you know, sak. when I honor that, I eat it, and I feel my life is successful. My life has been fulfilled. This line I was just mentioning, the last line. Bhakati vinoda Krishna bhajane anukula payaja. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that in while doing the devotional service, Krishna bhajane, in serving Krishna, whatever is favorable, pratidivase param sukhe svikar karo eta. Every day, whatever is coming, like today's Wednesday. Yeah. So every day, today's Wednesday, next tomorrow is Thursday, next day is Friday. So every day, whatever is coming on the way while serving Krishna, while coming, you know, we are facing in our life during that, you know, everyday life while serving Krishna, except if it is favorable to Krishna consciousness, accept with full pleasure, not with complaints. You know, with full pleasure, paramasukhe. With a lot of bliss in the heart, my Lord is so merciful to me, He is giving me such a nice favor. You know, by giving whatever it may be opposite to your desire, completely, you know. Opposite. It may be highly displeasing you. But if Krishna has given, there must be some reason behind that. So I accept that with full bliss in the heart. Pratidivase paramasukhe svikara karaita. So the devotees, they keep on performing their duties in such a way that they are always blissful. Actually, they are blissful. And the other devotees and other people, they get inspired by seeing such a wonderful soul like Srila Prabhupada. And many other exalted devotees, many of his disciples, you know, ISKCON gurus, they're dedicating their life. I mean, just I give you just one example, how magnanimous Srila Prabhupada is. Can you imagine Srila Prabhupada? He was, you know, lying on a bed. He was just supposed to give up his body in maybe 2 weeks, and he had practically no energy to speak. His body was totally weak, like laying down on a bed, and his eyes were, you know, deep inside the socket. You know. And he was in such a, you know, almost giving up body. And he had practically no energy to speak, but he was translating Srimad Bhagavatam. With the help of his disciple, as you might have seen the photo or video, like, you know, some disciples are holding the microphone, dictaphone to him, and Srila Prabhupada is translating purports. I mean, you may think, oh, he has such an intelligent disciple, he can do it for him. Why he is so doing? No, he is doing because he thought that whatever I can do for this miserable humanity, for these people who are suffering, this shows his very special magnanimous nature of Srila Prabhupada. You know. And that is what we are actually inspired. We should get inspired from. And then the life will be wonderful. You know. We just keep serving Srila Prabhupada in this moment. And, you know, without attachment, do not have personal desires. If may have, then try to get rid of that as soon as possible, and just have one goal. You know, I read one place somewhere, don't make so many plans, just make one plan. Just make one plan. How I can please Krishna, that's it. Then every other plan will follow it. So don't make so many plans, just follow one plan. How I can please Krishna, that's it. Then we'll be successful. So I think I took a little longer. Thank you very much. I'm sorry if I any I don't know whether I can ask question or not. Anybody has to ask anything, maybe I'll try. No? Any comment? Would like to share a few things or anything? You...
The kind of question, but because you mentioned bhakti, devotional service means one is not attached to the food, but one is also not attached to the world.
But he's attached with the pleasure of Krishna.
I also mentioned that whatever comes, you should accept happily.
Without complaint.
So, if some service is offered to us from authorities, we may think we are not qualified, or we may think that's not really our nature. We may have other plans. So according to this description, we should just embrace it, because
well,
we have to find out whether it really comes from Krishna.
Yes, that's a good question.
How's this coming?
Yes. So, sometime Krishna provides certain facilities with the intention to help the devotee, and sometime to examine him, to test him, whether he's actually following all what I said or he's getting puffed up with little services. So therefore, when we follow Krishna, we should follow whole. It's not that one instruction we follow and one other instruction we do not follow. Like there are six steps of surrender. So in that, when we follow all those steps, so one of them is avasharakshire Krishna, means we should have firm faith. Krishna will definitely protect me. There is firm faith. But at the same time, there is another principle out of six. There is dainya. I am the lowest. I do not deserve anything. I do not deserve any respect. I do not deserve anything. I mean, it's not easy to be Trinadapi Suni Chena. It's not easy. But we are again and again trying to associate those devotees who are humble. So gradually we also be humble. But humility is the principle. That is what Krishna is pleased with. So in the same way, whatever is offered to us by Krishna, through him, through his devotees, through people in general, through non-devotees, through enemies or to whomever, we accept it as Krishna's plan, Krishna's mercy. But that doesn't make a devotee fool. Oh, he's fool. Oh, this is Krishna. That is over surrender. That is not over surrender. Krishna never, accept. Like I will not do if Krishna wants to help me, he will help me. Otherwise, I am sitting here. Now, that is useless. You do your best, but you leave the rest to Krishna. And then whatever you get, you're happy with that. You did your best, you tried to give Bhagavad Gita to somebody, you tried your best, he did not take, so you be happy. Okay, no problem. No problem, Krishna did not want that he takes, that's okay. Of course, I may be not so strong, I may not be so good devotee, but doesn't mean that, I'm so bad, I'm so good, I'm so offender, I'm such a rascal, I'm just like, just go ahead, don't distribute books. This is another foolishness. So we do the service, at the same time, we depend on Krishna for the result. Mahaphaleshu, Krishna says. Karma nevadhikaraste, mahaphaleshu kalata. Result is my department. Work is your department. So you just work, result you just leave upon me, then I will manage. Why you are thinking about it? I'll manage about it. And when he decides what is best for you, there is no better than that. When he decides what is best for you. I try, maybe. I don't know whether I answered your question. Yeah. So, anything else? Actually, I'm very happy to be here. I'm sorry, but I had very little time. I came here and the next morning I'm just going. Otherwise, I could spend more time in giving. You know, staying here and nice temple, beautiful ladies and beautiful devotees, nice heart. So maybe you can bless me. I can keep serving the moment. I can serve Srila Prabhupada to the whatever remaining time I have in my life. Actually, I was traveling from last 7 weeks out from my place. I was traveling to US for 5 weeks, traveling all the other places and preaching tour. And now last 1 week, more than a week, I was here in Poland and Switzerland, was trying to serve whatever I can. So I decided to, you know, keep this as the last spot and so I can fly from here. So thank you very much for all your help and your, you know, mercy to us. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you to allow me to speak something about